Kelly Dawn Jones owns an in-home childcare business on Indianapolis' southeast side. She's been a childcare provider for the last 13 years, but she's getting exhausted.
I have to say, in the last year, I have woke up every day thinking that I should quit.
Jones and her two children live in the house where she works. The one-bedroom house has a spacious backyard with a colorful assortment of child-sized plastic chairs, a miniature swing set, and toy cars. Inside, the small dining room functions as a classroom, napping space, and playroom. She typically cares for anywhere from 5 to 12 kids. She and her family moved in after a fire damaged their apartment complex. Jones sleeps on a futon in the living room, so she tries to keep the kids out as much as possible.
It's very stressful for all of us because there is absolutely no private space for us.
Jones said she gets by on poverty-level wages. Her annual income fluctuates, but in recent years it sat at around $26,000.
I beg friends to help me with grocery money when the budget isn't allowing me to have both payroll for my one assistant and food for the children. Like, you are constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul, and Peter is yourself.
Other employment benefits are also a challenge. Only 15% of childcare workers receive health insurance, compared to about half of workers in other occupations. Jones says she'll probably retire in poverty.
If there's some Social Security for us, maybe we'll have that. But most of us will be impoverished forever.
Jones thinks about quitting, but has no plan to close her business. That's not true of all childcare providers. More than 15,000 providers in the U.S. have closed since the start of the pandemic. Providers say one big obstacle in making a living wage is the cap on payment for care. Some low-income families receive childcare subsidies from a federal program, and that program limits government-sponsored reimbursement rates. Britannia Bays is an organizer with Childcare Changemakers, a national activist group. She owns an in-home childcare business in Texas. She's decided to not accept children whose families receive federal subsidies because she couldn't afford to.
It was the negative. It was a lose-lose situation. All the way around.
Lack of access to affordable early care hurts the economy. Some parents have to cut back on hours or leave the workforce entirely. A 2018 report found Indiana loses over $1 billion every year due to a lack of affordable childcare. Maureen Weber is president and CEO of Early Learning Indiana, a nonprofit based in Indianapolis. She says long-term solutions have to include policy changes that incentivize more people to work as childcare providers.
Two things are true at the same time. We aren't charging enough to be able to afford the workforce that we really need to carry out this work, and we're charging more than families can afford.
Childcare providers like Kelly Dawn Jones in Indianapolis say the federal government needs to take action and raise reimbursements for childcare providers. That could also help providers pay their staff more. She says that's particularly important as fast food, retail, and other lower barrier employment offer higher wages to address their own staffing shortages.
To have quality childcare, you have to have quality staff. You cannot get quality staff for less than $20 an hour today.
Recent federal and state legislation has been introduced to help address childcare challenges, but it's unclear how much money is needed to find a solution. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.